Hare Krishna. Question: was Hanuman's burning half of Lanka not an excessive act of vandalism? Answer: not necessarily. If we consider that Lord Ram, even till the last moment, was ready to avoid a war. When Ravan told Ram that, "No, you will never conquer Lanka." So, Ram told him that this is not an invasion, this is a rescue operation. I have not come here to conquer Lanka, I have simply come here to rescue Sita. So, Ram wanted to avoid a war as much as possible. And the main reason, one of the main reasons why Ravana was ready for war was because he thought that he is much more powerful. He had never been defeated even by the Devatas before. And so, he thought that he has enough power to defeat anyone and everyone. So the only way he could have desisted from war was if he were convinced that his opponent is so powerful that the chances of his winning against that opponent are not very high. They are unlikely. So when Hanuman demonstrated his power by single-handedly penetrating into Lanka, by escaping from the clutches of the Rakshasas right from their midst and in front of their eyes devastating Lanka, what he did by this was three things. First, he showed Ravana the extent of the strength of the army that he was going to confront. And after Ravana had burnt Lanka, he shouted to Ravana just before he was departing. He said that, "I am the least powerful among the Vanaras, and hundreds of Vanaras like this are going to come soon. Thousands of Vanaras are going to come like this." So, often in a war, intimidation is also a strategy that is used to deter the enemy from unnecessary violence. So Hanuman sent a strong message of the strength of their army. Along with that, Hanuman also created some kind of apprehension and possibly dissension among the Rakshasas, that even if Ravana was adamant on fighting, still, if the other Rakshasas saw that, "Oh, these enemies are very powerful, should we have a fight? So maybe we should avoid the fight." And there were several ministers in Ravana's assembly who advised him, Ravana's father, Ravana's brother. Even Kumbhakarna did not approve of what Ravana had done. Vibhishan, of course, opposed him. And Vibhishan's assistants also opposed him. So the point was, he created by showing, even if Ravana is obstinate, and even if Ravana is not ready to relent from his self-destructive resolve, at least if the other Rakshasas realize, then they may try to deter Ravana from his self-destructive intent. So by demonstrating his power, he not only created apprehension in hesitation in Ravana, but he also created apprehension among those who were going to assist Ravana and whose support Ravana needed. And the third thing is that Hanuman also wanted to assess the strength of the Rakshasas. The way he had set fire, if it's in both occasions, initially when he started fighting in the Ashok Vatika, his primary objective was to see how strong the Vanara Rakshasa forces were. And then when he allowed himself to be arrested by Indrajit's Brahmastra, the purpose was that he would be dragged through the streets of Lanka to Ravana's court, and during that process he would do reconnaissance. He would see which are the ways, how is the strategic positions of the weapons, what are the entries, the exits. So he would be able to do a reconnaissance. And later, when he started devastating Lanka, there also he got an assessment of the preparedness, and he wreaked havoc over there. He weakened their defenses. So in this way, what Hanuman did, he got angry, but it was not just an act of anger, but it was an act of strategic attack for the purpose of deterrence. Thank you. Hare Krishna.